Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream it, have some heart, take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission, so every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanna get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, wanted to help myself. But that shit only hurt me, causing me to go deeper. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I was faced with the demons, but them demons pump fear, causing me to be shook. Man, I couldn't even stare. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the word, so mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt me. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse, it can only get better. Now look at me now, 11 years going strong. Now you can't tell me that I don't deserve the throne. I picked up this pen and hoping not to save a life. The first time you fail, do it again, you get it right. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated.
I'm an undefeated king. Shout out to my city, Rochester, New York. Stand up.
I'm an undefeated.
Seattle. How I feel.
I'm undefeated.
Yeah, that was Undefeated King by none other than your man right here, King Kush. Money definitely in the building, aka Mr. Seattle. What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Appreciate everybody for tuning in and showing y'all love and support. This is For the Record Radio. We are on 7 days a week at 6 p.m. West Coast time. There was different shows. So first off, I would like to say I have a special guest in the building tonight. He comes from California, you know what I'm saying? West Coast stand-up, you know what I mean? And I know this brother for such some time, and he does a lot of great things for independent artists, not just independent artists, major artists too. So I want y'all to give it up for my big bro, Mr. Boss Player. Mr. Boss Player, you in the building.
Yo, 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 what up, King Kush? What it do? Peace and love. What's happening?
Peace and love, my brother, man. Appreciate you calling in, man, and reaching out and all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, hello?
Yo, yo, can you hear me now?
What's up with it? Yeah, man, my phone tripping. I'm about bad people. What's going on, King?
Man, just chilling, brother, man. Appreciate you calling
What's
in,
up,
man,
dog?
And showing your love. Yeah, man, and
oh,
definitely
man, you know,
reaching out.
It's all good, fam. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate what you're doing, man. And that's a good thing that you're doing, so keep doing it, man. Well, it's all love, man. Just in the building, making it happen with you. Appreciate it.
Real talk, man. I appreciate you, man. So why don't you let the people know, man, who you are, what you do, and where you from?
All right, this is what it is, y'all. If you don't know me, you're about to. This your boy, Mr. Boss Player, CEO of BP Entertainment Music Group Empire Team right here out of L.A., West Coast all day. Baby, throw your dubs up for this Wednesday and forever to the world. You mm-hmm. feel me? And that's just what it is. Just having fun right now, you know. You know.
Real talk.
Yeah,
so man, so
basically,
you also do a lot of promotions. Yeah. Go ahead, my bad.
No, it's all good. It's just, you know, what I do in the game, you know a little something about what I do because, you know, you fucks with me, so you know. But people that don't know, I'm a promoter. I'm a club promoter. I'm a record promoter. I'm a manager. I'm a label owner. What is it that I don't do? I do music. I'm a rapper, too, but I'm more business than anything else. But I'm getting back into the artistry as well. I deal with major artists and independent artists that are serious about doing the business and making it real happen in the business. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of shakes and jakes out there, but I'm only trying to deal with the real ones, and the real ones going to keep it going on with it. You know what I'm saying? So I just to provide the real stuff for the real people out here in the world, man. That's just what it is, and that's what I do, a little break instead of my 20 years in the game. You know what I'm saying? Still doing it. And I thank God first, man.
Real talk, man. Definitely, man. I appreciate what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we definitely, you know, known each other for, you know, such some time, man. And you got some real game, man, because you've been around. You know, you got a lot of experience and all that good stuff. We're going to get more into that, man. If you don't mind, man, we're going to jump into some callers.
Yeah, hey, let's do it. I'm all with it. You know?
let's get it.
Yes, all sir. Right,
brother,
for the
man.
Record radio, let's go. Come on.
We in the building. First caller, state your name is and where you from. We in the building with Mr. Boss Player.
Hello?
Yo, you
caller,
live right
caller,
now
are you
radio.
There?
Hello?
I don't know. They might got some malfunction what they call.
Yeah, my phone been acting up too. Yeah, are you there? Is this Paul Mash?
Yeah, this is Paul Mash. How you doing, man?
Paul, hey, what it do, Mr. Paul Mash? TV. He in the building.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, something
Peace
like that.
What it do, Paul, man? Yo, I'm on the line right now, man, but my brother, man, my big bro right here, Mr. Boss Player, man, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and let this brother know what you do. Independent artists.
Yeah, I have a show. It's called Paul Mash TV, and I interview independent artists, help them get a little exposure, and a lot of people here on For the Record Radio has been one of my interviews, especially King Kush here and Plot Gaza and the Nero 500. You know, several others that I've done, and they all recommend my work. And heck, if you want an interview sometime yourself, man, just let me know. I can help you fix you up with one. All you need is Zoom, and you need to send me a music video on YouTube, and the rest, you know, will work out itself.
Oh, I appreciate it, Mr. Mash. I appreciate it. Peace and love, first of all, and God bless to you, and thank you for the opportunity and the chance. I don't know if you heard before you called in. Right now, basically, I'm getting ready to drop my album, my West to Death album, and I have some songs, some couple of singles that I'm about to play on here, as a matter of fact. But right now, I don't have a video for these songs as of yet. I'm in the mix of doing some things. So we can do the Zoom call, but as far as the YouTube video, I haven't made one yet. It's in the making right now. But other than that, we can work any other channels and avenues, and I would love to be on your show and talk game about the business and all that and try to help independent artists to get to the level that they need to go to if they're trying to get to the level that they need to go to. Because, you know,
okay.
I don't know how long I don't know how long you've been in the game, but I've been in here for 20 years already and still going by the grace of God, like I say first, but I didn't see it and heard it all. And it's up to the artist to really be serious about the craft and the gift that they have to do so. So if you're going to play the right game to make it happen, then you shouldn't have no problems. But, you know, like I said, the fakes and jakes come through and they be talking a good game, but they don't be on it and it just mess up what you're trying to do to help them. They don't understand how the game goes. So people have to show them how the game goes so they can learn how to do it, because the object to the game is to beat them at their own game that they play with you. But see, many people don't understand that because they're blinded by other things in the game. That's what I'm saying.
Man, so, yeah, like I said, this brother right now is giving me some chills right now. So like I said, man, he know what it is, man. So it's always good to have these kind of brothers in your corner. You know what I mean? Especially when you're an artist.
Yeah,
you're
man.
To, you know what I mean? You're trying to rise and trying to get to, you know, your destination and all that. Well, Paulie, so is that something that you still would like to do? Or is it, or does he have to have an actual video for you to actually get him on your show?
Yeah, if I mean, I obviously do need one, and if it's going to take a little bit, I mean, that's no problem. I mean, you can take your time on it, man. But my interviews aren't very long anyway. Those that have watched my interviews, so it just takes about 10 or 15 minutes of your time, so.
I played
the video right after that,
minutes?
So just whenever you're ready, you know, unless you want to do it now and just play an older one of yours or something, if you have one. I mean, other than that, I mean, just take your time.
To be honest with you, King Kush was just talking about that the moment ago. It's like I just said to him, like, I'm more into the business aspect side of the music business and game, but so when I do my lyricism, I can do the lyricisms and the lyrics and raps and all the music. I could do that. That was my first love, but since I came into the business, I've been trapped into the business. So now I'm starting to push onto my artistry side. So I ain't doing it like everybody else as I'm on that level like that. I'm just getting too into that, the shooting on. I'm in people videos, but I haven't made my own as of yet. I mean, that's in the making. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not like YouTube famous and all that other stuff like all these other little cats. And I'm not mad at those who are, but I'm just saying me, as far as me coming out on the lyricist, I haven't made it to that aspect yet. But I'm into making a shooting something just to see how it sounds and how it looks. Everything.
Man,
so
I'm
just
pretty sure that thing's going to be banging, man. I know it's going to be dope, man. Especially that one track we'll talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, the song that I told you nothing to lose, I'm going to shoot a video to that song. So that's why I'm saying it's going to take me a minute, because me and my boy was talking about it the other day. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you the pictures and give you the whole, you know, idea, and you just flip it to the – and we shoot certain scenes and certain pictures that I got, and we flip it to the track and put the video and see how it looks. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
how we did it.
Check this out, man. Let's go ahead and spin that track right now, man. Hey, yo, Paul Mash, I want to thank you for calling in, and stay tuned, because he's going to get those videos ready for you. But you know I got your number, and I got his number. So when it happens, we're going to make sure y'all connect. You heard?
Yeah, and I appreciate
it,
man.
Just to answer his question, he said he didn't know how long I was in the business. I've been doing it a little bit over 8 years, so in case you were wondering.
Oh, okay, so you didn't got your feet wet for a minute, so you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And like I said, everybody loves my show. So Kush and Fly Guys, all of them, they love my show. And I think you'll love it too. If you ever want to check it out, it's on Facebook. Just type in Paul Mash TV. You'll see all my interviews there.
Paul Mash TV, I got you covered like a blanket on a cold night. Please believe that. Because like I said, I'm just starting my artistry part. So now I'm going to just be an artist, but I still know the business, and I'm going to work both at the same time because I can, and I know how. And knowing is half the battle. And this is what we got to tell the others that really don't know, but they think they know, or they act like they know, and they get caught up or get messed up in the game. That's all. But, you're going to play what? Nothing to Lose, right?
Yeah, man, what song? Go ahead and introduce your track right quick, man, for the people.
I don't know if you on What Would I Do or you on Nothing to Lose, right?
Man, let's do nothing to lose right now, man. I'm down with that.
Yeah, this is my new track right here off the West of Death album called Nothing to Lose. Featuring my boy Maestro and yours truly, Mr. Boss Player. Let's go, come on.
What I do. Yeah, yeah, King Kush Money in the building. This right here is the control. Boom. I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in, showing their love and support, all the callers as well. Yo, listen, if y'all got any songs that y'all want us to promote, or y'all guys just want to be on the show, and y'all artists, independent artists that's just looking for more promotion, you know what I mean, nationwide, worldwide, give us a call right now, 929-477-2425. And we will show you and let you know how to do that. My guy, Fly Gaza, he's definitely behind the ones and twos and keeping things smooth, as he normally do. So he's the one that y'all need to get in contact with. The phone number, once again, 929-477-2425. So we're going to jump right back into my guy, Mr. Boss Player, West Coast. We in the building, stand up, California, L.A. What it do?
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, man. Man, I was over here grooving on the low. You know what I'm saying? I would say grooving on the low. Not to be all like that, but, you know, that was banging. For real.
Real talk, man.
And I appreciate y'all playing that, dog.
Man, we got you, big bro. We got you, man. Why don't you let the people know what the vibes was like with that track, or, you know, is there anything you want to let people know about that track?
Basically, like I was saying earlier before y'all played it, it's basically that's one of the new songs off of my West to Death album dropping soon later on this month or possibly early February, but it's coming out for show. That's one of the tracks. And that track is featured with me, myself, Boss Flair, and my boy Maestro. You know what I'm saying? He on the vocals. I'm on the first lead vocal rap, and he on the second lead vocal rap, and he did all the singing and all that and the engineering. And shout out to my nigga Quick, man, hooking me up with that beat, man. That's all I'm saying. I wasn't even gonna put it out there, but yeah, that's one of them joints right there, man. So I'm just blessed to do something with that and make it still West
right.
and funky for you and your crew and
right.
everybody else in the world, man, on that real G-funk shit. And basically,
man,
on that track, it's like nothing to lose. It's like, you know, like I said before, I'm in the rap, or if you know me, I've been in the game, I know how it is, but don't, you know, play me like that because I ain't got nothing to lose with it. I do it and it ain't going to make me or break me, but just don't try me on the weird shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got nothing to lose and nothing to prove. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what I do. And you know what it is. And that's how I came with that, man. You know what I'm saying? On that
man,
one, I've been there, done that. I've been there, done that. I bossed up and do my own thing. I fuck with the heavyweights, but I run with the underground, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down with
yeah.
it. I fuck with them, but I fuck the real niggas. I mean, the real niggas that's on the streets that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? From the perspective, that's why I try to be the next generation. But they have to know to get to the level of niggas and the artists that have made it in the game. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Certain ones is making it through. Certain ones are making it through. But a lot of them that's trying to get to making it through, they don't really know. And they end up getting screwed or messed up or you know, caught up in the game because they ain't really knowing what it is. They're getting blinded by other things and not really paying attention to really win. They may look like they winning, but what happens? What's been happening as lately? Certain artists been getting killed. Certain artists been going to jail. Certain stuff. But your job is an artist. Do music. Go home. Do your shows, your interviews, whatever. Do those and go home. If you go home,
stay
you ain't got to worry about the extra shit happening to you. But hey, that's one way how they get you to, you know, either you're going to prevail or you're going to fail. But the object is to fail,
man.
That they put it and get what they can from you. But
you, man, you always spitting
I got
that
nothing to lose,
game,
nigga, so I'm
going
to go in.
And I know you can keep going on and on and on and on with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you spit that real, you know what I mean? And that's one of the main reasons, too, why you know, you're still around, man, been around that long, man. And you want to keep being around, man. I see 40, 50, 60 years in you, brother, because you got that real, and you know what I'm saying? It's not that many real ones out here, you know what I'm saying? So, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. So keep doing your thug thing, man. We got another caller, man. Let's go ahead and jump into the next caller. State your name and where you from. You on the line right now with Mr. Boss Player.
Yo, what's up, cuz? What's up, Mr.
What's
Boss?
What's up,
this is Pops from Chopping Up with Pops. What's shaking, y'all?
What's up, Pops?
What's happening, brother? Peace and love.
Peace
and love. Thank
peace
you for calling. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man. Hell yeah.
Man, Pops, man, this is my big bro right here, man. You know, we've been together, you know, I've known him for, you know, over a year or two, man. You know what I'm saying? And he been the same, still the same, doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so, Pops, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man. And, you know, and I know you got some questions for my guests.
Chill, man, for sure. So, yeah, I got
yes,
a show
sir.
Right here on For the Record Radio. It's an hour and a half long show. It's called Chop It Up with Pops. Every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time till 9:30 Central Standard Time. I invite a local independent artist into my home. They sit on my couch. We break out some weed. We give them an interview. We play their music. We break out a 3-foot bong and a gas mask and shit gets real. And then
the
we do all this
style.
On Facebook Live
style.
And Instagram.
Yeah. Hookah style. Yeah,
style,
yeah. 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 Word. Word. I'm with that. That's what's up. I appreciate the love and all that. Oh, where you located, Mr. Pops?
I'm in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Woo, you want me to go to Minnesota and do the interview? What?
Hell,
I ain't
yeah,
mad at that.
Through, brother. Shit, come sit on my couch.
I ain't mad at
yeah,
that.
With me, man.
Oh, man, shit, that would be an awesome thing, man, but I have to set arrangements to see if I can get that way in the immediate future, but that'll be appreciated. Do you do any online thing or like how we doing right now, or you just do it straight in your crib, in your place, in your area? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, face-to-face interview.
I just do local independent artists. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
time,
we could chop
it
up,
man.
I can feel the vibe already. I can feel the vibe already. So, yeah, I would love to do that in the immediate future. What I'll do, because you know you're good with my boy right here, so I'm going to just go through him like businessmen should. Go through him and get your contact, and we could chop it up like a Benihana chef and set that up, man, in the immediate future.
Man.
I'm game for sure.
I'm down.
Yeah, man. That's Pop right there, man.
Like
Pop definitely. Around for the record radio. He's like the backbone, man, of for the record radio, man. Keeps us in line and in check around here, man. So he got his show every Tuesday night, man. 6 p.m. West Coast time.
maybe I can call in over here and talk a little something. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, or you can join him, man. Go sit on the couch, man. You can go sit on the couch over there, man. Everybody sit on Pop's couch, man. He have a lot of major artists that be coming through and be sitting on the couch and be doing their thing, man. So, Pops is the
well,
dude.
You
so
know,
let,
due to the coronavirus thing. Yeah, I'm down with that. Like I said, we'll chop it up and I'll talk to King Kush and get the plug and make that happen in the immediate future and see how they're going to act with these flights on coronavirus things or different shit, man. You know how that shit goes. My boy Young Fats from Denver was telling me how they was treating him, trying to get to Cali to see his boy for his birthday. If you got out-of-state place and you rolling in, they turning you back, he told me. I was like, what? He like, yeah. And then I'm like,
crazy.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all good.
Coronavirus
wild out here. Exactly, dog. So this is what I'm saying. But yeah, I'm game in the media future to make that happen as possible, man. And I appreciate it for real. You know, because I'm trying to do it all on the artist ship now, on the artist side of me. Because I'm the business side. I'm the businessman in the music.
Right.
I do the lyrics stuff, but I don't put it out there like it's hard. But now it's my time to do that, so I'm doing that.
We're going to make it happen.
No time
and
like
yo,
present,
Pops, man, I know you got a request.
Yeah, man, let's hear How to Be the Man by GC Fresco and Danny C. RIP GC RIC Fresco.
Man, boy. Well, let's go ahead and make it happen. Then yo, Flock Gaza, you heard the man. Spin that. Rest in peace.
When I say bye, like,
thank you, DJ.
Y'all have a great night, y'all. Give him a call, 929-477-2425 and live, y'all.
So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, had to slide through with seven coats of the gloss. So you had to be the man. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, had to buy the car, had to buy the house. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to flip the van. Show you how to take a dime from her fucking man. Show you how to flip the script, how to lane switch, how to step your paper game up real quick. GC, I ain't playing, show you how to not say shit. And if you talking dollars, then you speaking my language. Four side bitches, I ain't never had no main bitch. And if you acting funny, I ain't on no strange shit. Show you how to roll up that motherfucking dang shit. 12 come through, y'all know I ain't say shit. All about my money, I ain't got no patience. And if you waste my time, oh, you basic. Show you how to lead a scene and not say shit. White boy, but I'm seen with all races. Show you how to tell real shit from fake shit. Show you how to be the realest scene on day. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to slide through with seven coats of the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the cars, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man, yeah. Show you how to be the man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Rest in peace, GC. Found us right quick. Yeah, yeah. Now let's get back into it, man. Thank y'all for tuning in and showing y'all love and support, man. Shout out to Pops. Word, man. Yo, it's your man, King Kush Money, a.k.a. Mr. Seattle. It's definitely in the building. I want to shout out everybody, man, for tuning in. Everybody that's not tuning in, all the independent artists that's out there globally, worldwide. Shout out to the West Coast. I know y'all over there tuning in. What it do, King Kush Money in the building. My man, Mr. Boss Player, is definitely in the building as well. Let's get back into it. My brother, Mr. Boss Player, you still in the building.
On the night in the control room, shout out to the DJ, Fluffy Driver. Shout out to my boy, King Kush, a.k.a. Mr. Seattle. That's what I would
yes,
say,
sir.
You know? Showing them how to be the boss and how to be the man. That's what I'm talking about. I like that, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. For real, I feel good, like, spreading my wings and speech to the people, man, that need to hear it, you know. That's all I'm saying.
We need your game, man. We need your game. That's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? We really do, because, like I said, man, I'm a young artist coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know more of the lyrical side. I'm a genius at that. But I don't know too much about the business side. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And the cold part about it, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish and I'm going to reiterate.
No, I'm just saying, just to have brothers like you, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? I've been around that knows it and that's real with it. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah, well, to be honest, well, I mean, there's people that's out there that's like that, but it's like, if you come
to them.
Because
I need to learn, you know what I'm saying? I need to learn.
Yeah, if you come to them and they show you and they tell you, then it's cool. But once you learn it and then you become good at it and stronger and better than the so-called in the quote in their eyes, then it becomes a problem. So it's basically it's like you just got to learn it and understand it, go through certain measures of it. So if you do run into a bump in the road, you know how to cross that bump the next time you run into it or even deal with it. And if knowing the business is always more than the artistry. And I tell people that all the time. We've told you, you know what I'm saying. And when we was running and gunning, so what I'm saying is, it's like you have to learn the business in order to do the lyrics. Because the music is one thing; that's to get you started. But you have to learn the business up around the music of what you're doing. And several people have show you up to date how they get more and more advanced into the business or getting businesses started. From the music part. It's just a stepping stone, but it all depends on how you take it and how you do it. You know what I'm saying? And when you learn it and do it, you'll have longevity, whether if it's on an independent level or a major level. But if you know the business, you'll always be able to cope with what the shit is going on with it. And that's just how it is.
Right.
Not to take away from the lyricists or nothing like that, who's the dope with them, you know, not to take none of that away. I'm saying the business part is more important than the lyric. And that's just
that,
what
man.
It is with that. And it's 10%.
Man.
It's 10% business. I mean, 10%
music,
90% business.
10%
music,
90%.
Yeah.
Man, you spitting that game, man. Like I said, I know you can keep going on and on and on, man. But once you get in, man, you don't stop, man. And I can sit here and listen, man. But we do have a show to run, man. We do got callers. And we got about 25 minutes left of the show, and we got a lot of callers. Your callers stay right there.
Let's get it.
Yo, all right, then. Let's go ahead and jump into
the
next
boys
caller.
Must be lighting up right now. They lighted up,
caller.
Huh?
Your next caller, what's your name, man? State your name and where you from. We on the phone right now, Mr. Boss Player.
Yo, peace and love. What's happening with it?
Next caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes,
sir. Hello, how you doing?
Yo, this is your boy Zero Smiles, BX Burrow, ATA. Stand up, what's rocking?
Oh, what's up with it?
Zero
what's up?
Smiles.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
What's
Welcome
good?
To the show, man.
What's good, my brother? Kush Love, what's good, bro?
Oh, man.
It's been a minute.
Man, appreciate you, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I know you be holding it down every Fridays, man. I appreciate what you do, and I love what you do. You know what I'm saying? You bring the people through
you know
for the independent people, man. Salute.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. You know, I had to tap in right quick. I haven't been on your platform in a minute. I'm always listening, but never really had a chance to call in.
Well, I appreciate you calling in this time around. It's rather if I know you or not.
You know the vibes. But for those
real talk, man, why don't you let the people know who you are, what you do, man, for independent artists, man, where you from?
For those who don't know, my name is Smiles. I am the CEO and founder of ATA Entertainment right here in New York City. We got a lot coming for you guys. We got a whole new platform for our smoking review where we be reviewing independent artists on top of top strains throughout the country. That's one of the platforms. We get a visual company going, so go ahead and look out for Modern Day Hippie visuals coming soon. Modern Day Hippie clothing line is out right now. And I want to give a big shout out because I just got in contact with them, and they're doing a lot of big things for independent artists, and they get a lot of free platforms. So shout out to Music Headquarters. They offering free management for artists who cannot afford management at all. So go ahead and check them out while you got a chance to as well.
That's
and
dope.
Always, you know, I got to shout out to the whole Mind Stars and Gaza and the whole fam for the record. So, you know, turn up.
Word.
Man, real talk, man. Zero Smiles. We want to appreciate you for calling in and showing your love and support, man. Do you have any questions for my guest? My brother right here, his name is Mr. Boss Player. He's from L.A., California. He's definitely an artist, but more importantly, he's a business aspect, you know, promotion, you know what I mean, for the artist.
Okay, right. I got a perfect question.
Yes, sir.
What advice can you give artists right now that help them gain true organic streams on all platforms? How do they get themselves more noticeable out there?
Well, basically, right now, on that tip, as far as what I've been hearing, it's basically how you go about doing your video, number one. But right now, it's like, for independent artists, when they do their live, do their little streams or whatever, yes, and they do get their recognition, but they won't get what they want out of it because of the way that you have to have so many streams viewed or played or whatever you want to call it in that aspect for them to even see anything. Because you got to look at it, if the major artists got to sell or stream their music a gang a million times or hit over a billion times, and they'll see a dollar or two. So for the independent artists, then you got to do all those streams, and they barely want it. You can't even barely pay. Huh?
Can you please say that again? I don't think people really understand that part, that a million streams don't mean $1 million. Everybody out here talking about, oh, my streams is up, but not realizing if you don't own your masters, you don't own your royalty rights, you're not getting your proper percentage, that is pennies, not even pennies. That's a fifth of
Yeah, not even pennies. Dollar. You're getting maybe like 19 cents, maybe 20 cents, if that.
And if you're going through a label, the label's taking 7 cents out of that. Then the manager's taking 3 cents out of that. So you're walking away with 4 cents on a dollar per stream.
Yeah,
and
or
really
2 cents,
disgusting.
Or 2 cents, or like I said, either two. So this is what I'm saying. So when you're thinking you're really blowing up, you're not blowing up until you hit that billion mark, like Eminem or whoever, you know, that's hot in the game right now.
Little Baby,
and they're making their dollars off of that because they didn't already push it in other avenues and platforms. But for the independent artists, that one's a kind of hard one, but not really. Like I said, you just got to make your stuff more doper than what it is, or more to something that makes people want to see it more.
I'm gonna drop a hidden jewel right here on For the Record that I learned through my year, this all throughout 2020 and my promotion and what I've been doing. Ad campaigns, everybody say that as cheating, and it's not. If you look at your Facebook, your Instagram, you will see an ad from The Baby. You will see an ad from Little Baby. You will see an ad from Nicki Minaj and them once their song drops. And that's gaining the attention that you need. You spend that $5
to get your streams
on an
up
ad
or your
campaign,
videos or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You spend that $5 on an ad campaign, you're reaching 600 people a day. Out of them 600, 100 of them is actually going to stay there and listen.
and look. And
you
so
have
that's like basically people, almost like 10% of what you see. Like you
uh-huh.
said, 600. Okay, 600. And you get 100 people out of that six. That's at least 10% of what that looked at your stuff. So that's kind of like
yep.
almost over fair, basic, you know.
And then you
that's cool.
And then you remarket that. And then you redirect to that same exact audience that stayed there. And
right.
then now,
and
now
then they're
going to
be like, well, damn.
A single to come out. And then, yeah, see? I asked that question
oh,
to make sure I was on the right path with what I was doing.
Word. But
hey,
like
man,
I said, only way I can see.
Major Game is being spit. Major Game is being spit right now. We only got 20 more minutes left. I'm sorry to cut it short.
Oh, wait. I got a request.
Hold on. Drill Smell, before you got a request, I want to ask you if you know this song first. Hold on. Let's go.
But why was that my request?
It's
Mutter
Me.
Zero.
This is Colt.
Yo!
Out right now.
Track,
this is Colt. Listen, I want to say something before you spin that back. This song right here is
Word.
A very important song to my career. Shout out to Uncle Knowledge. Rest in peace, Uncle Knowledge. F you, the Department of New York State Correction Facility, for killing my Uncle Knowledge. This song is for you. Spin that shit, Gaza.
Zero.
Smiles.
I love Chris Rich.
I cannot cope since you've been gone. My nights have been long. My mind has been long.
Feel like my line is lost, and I'm losing my shit. Trying to hold it together, but the glue won't stick. The tape won't hold. My time done froze. Not cause the jewel on my wrist. See you gone now. Still hard to cope with that shit. 6 years and I'm still stuck in the same mental cycle. Everyone I grew up with say I move just like you. Talk and have heart like you. Let's be real, you was my biggest idol. No one on earth would dare try you. Now believe I'm just like you. My old friends, they can't be trusted. My gun cock in it steady. Was taught if I'm gonna pull it better, bust it and I'm ready. Hold it down. Never change or switch up. Every move I make, I hope I make you proud. And I promise I'm gonna make it out. I'm gone.
I cannot cope since you've been gone. My nights have been long. My mind has been long.
I need to talk. Everybody telling me I need to be calm. When I'm in pain, I look at my arm. Think about you when I'm doing wrong. Fasting every day like it's Ramadan. Putting my pain up in this song. Would have cop your rage and lit up your arm. Now you in your grave and I'm singing this song. The cop that slayed you, 100 on his head, nigga. But if I would have did that, that just would have been dead, nigga. So I gon' be get the same. In my mind, he's already dead. I know it's wrong, but who cares? He should never say what he said. Knowledge in my heart, and you're the reason that I'm like this. So every day I walk, I hope I live up to your likeness. It's kinda hard trying to be the greatest, but I'm trying. You know my bop, so be there when it's my turn, cause I'm crying.
I cannot cope.
Since you've been gone.
My nights have been long. My mind has been long. Since you've been gone, my nights have been long.
smile and say everything will be okay. By the way, from your presence most definitely straight up make my day. From the positive energy that you give away, every time I'm feeling lost and straight away, you was there and have my back like every day. That's why I gotta have my love for you every day. You're so hot, you the fire to my flame. A good girl Jay with mad positive all type of things. Always keep me on game. When I was feeling lost and out the game, you would help me do my thing. When they told me I was nothing, you always told me I was something. That's why I was bluffing, I straight up bluffing.
What would I do? What would I do without you? Without you, I'm lost
West Coast family out there. Shout out to the East Coast family out here too as well, man. Everybody showing y'all love and support, man. I love this. This is why I do this, man. Music, man, brings the people together, man. I want everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Mr. Boss Player for calling in, showing your love and support, man.
Yeah.
Getting us the track. And I want to, hey, man, I want to blame you right now, man, because that track, right, that title, the chorus is going to be in my head right now. It's probably about 2 more hours, man. Real nigga shit, man, hey, it's going to be in my head, bro.
I told niggas I was coming for the game. They ain't hear me. They hear me now. I'm just saying,
right,
man,
right,
I appreciate
right.
the love, King Kush Money, man, for real, though, man. It's just, it's all blessing
love,
and love to come from God first, though, you know. Well, like I said, you know, the other track, Nothing to Lose, that was a battle cap type beat, and this one is a DJ Quick one. So, you know, that was produced by Quick Beat, the music-wise, and me and my boy Maestro got on the track. I mean, you know, I had to show love, even though, you know, it was like on some under type thing, you know. But I had to just go and just let them know, nigga. That's why it's banging that hard. And everybody bobbing their head, whoever hearing it. And not just because it's me, because it sounds good. I don't care what it
sounds
like.
Right. I'm telling you, man. Listen, man, it's that West Coast flavor. Yo, I'm in my 6'4", and I'm hitting them switches, man. And I'm rolling, man, you know. I'm in my 40. You know, I'm telling you, man. Real talk, man. But listen, yo, we got about 10 minutes left for the show. We still got more callers. Callers, y'all stay right there. Go ahead, man. We having a marvelous time right now in the control room.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing, man.
right now, man. Let's jump into this caller, man. Next caller,
thing.
What your name is, where you from?
Yo, what up? What it do? What would I do? That's right. Without you.
Word.
For real.
Next caller, you there?
Well, no, I'm going to just put this small promo out. That's the second song off of my album From the West to Death coming soon. Stay tuned.
Yo, what's going on, my motherfucker?
There he is.
Teddy the Great and the motherfucker Builder, a.k.a. OG Savage, Mr. Futter Wreck himself. King Cuz Money Boss, what's going on?
What's up, hater? Mr. For the Record Radio in the building. Yo, I got my big bro online, West Coast, California, L.A. Stand up. Mr. Boss Player. Yo, say what's up
Yo,
to
what's
my
up?
Man right here, Hater the Great.
What's up, Hater the Great? How you doing, brother? Peace and love and God bless, huh?
Man, big up to man, to your boss, man. Big up to King Kush Money, man. You know, big up to my boy Gaza, Pop, Buddy Matters, and everybody doing it for the record, man. Big up to every motherfucker that tuned in for the record. Let motherfuckers know we do this shit 7 days a week, man. I got a show called The Great Boss Show, man. I do this shit every Sunday, man, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central, man. Motherfucker, call in, spit your boss, do your thing. Talk your shit, man. We do this shit for the record, man. You know what I'm saying? You can tune in or you fucking tuned out, man. This is King Kush Money, man. And you know what? And since, goddamn it, you know, it's already motherfucking goddamn it 8 minutes, man. I'm gonna fucking control this shit, man. Fuck everything I say. Hot shit. Jumping out the speaker, ho. Super fresh, super clean. I'll be tripping, ho. Fuck a op, keep the 40. I'll be swerving, ho. Sipping Remy with your bitch getting deep, though. Hit me on selling. I got good crack. I got money, bit of delicious. Let me rub that. Disrespect me, you be sleeping where the mud at. I got niggas from Philly that gave some shit they love that. And up on Chirac, nigga, where the love at. God for pray for the weak rappers. I'm the reason, man, because I kill a show Monday through Friday, plus the weekend. And all of my girls, they sing like the weekend. Say less. I know I ain't one of the coldest, I'm just one of the best. And my niggas know 100, so it's fuck the rest. And all that soft ass shit, tell that shit to your bitch. Cause my team getting money, you looking broke as a bitch. And the last thing you will see is the 4 and the 5th. Shoot up your weight and funeral on the 4th and the 5th. After the project, nigga hustled on the 4th and the 5th. Weed rocks and blows, I had to thicken the grits. Put it all in 10-10s, that's a major flip. Summertime in Minnesota, I made it snow in that bitch. And flew my nigga out the fence, double digits the bid. And all the nigga wanted to do was take care of his kids. I'm an outstanding member, black and gray, my fit. Elite and what I do, so respect that shit. They'll never be hotter than me, so respect that shit. One bar diarrhea on you, I shit. Keep the pole, that's my dog. Blue nose pit, you pussy, so your head. I give her the split. Two bad bitches, that's fruit. A banana's a split. Then I gave her back to you, and you be kissing the bitch. Then it's back and getting money. Ain't no I ain't click. We getting money, recognize that shit. I'm trying to get it straight now, you on that shoebox shit. Money overseas, offshore, count that shit. And them shorty got a ass, I tell her, bounce that bitch. Shoot my dick like a heart, I tell her, rap that bitch. You see a lick, you better call me, let me hit that bitch. And if she bad as she with you, let me hit that bitch. Take the money to the cleaners, got to wash that shit. Cause all eyes on me like a pocket shit.
Like
and you know time changes when you rock that lick. For the record, man.
Hey, great. Hey, man, appreciate you, my brother, man. You
for the record, man.
Being, showing your love and support, man. Spitting them bars, man. Speaking the truth, man. We salute you, Hater the Great. He is part of For the Record Radio every Sunday, 6 p.m. West Coast time. The Great Ball Show. Y'all got some
thank
bars.
You, thank you, man.
Then y'all make sure y'all call in this Sunday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Yo, we got about 5 minutes for the show, and we got one more caller. Hater the Great, I want to appreciate you, brother, for calling in.
Thank you.
Already, let's get it. Next caller, say your name is and where you from. Mr. For the Record Radio just went in.
Yo, caller.
Caller, are you Hello? There? 763-763. Area code.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, brother, man?
What's happening?
You know what it is, a stampede out here in Minnesota, man.
Stampede, what it do? We on the line right now with my special guest, Mr. Boss Player, coming out of California, LA. Stand up.
Yo,
what up,
Stampede? How you doing, man? Peace and love, Peace and love.
I appreciate that. I've been decent, man. I've been listening to that shit, though, man. That shit slaps, man. That shit slaps.
Oh, both of them joints?
Man, you better believe I'm going to be looking you up after this.
What would I be? Without you, I just wanna love you.
Come on, man. Yeah,
man,
I appreciate that.
Man, we ain't lying over here, man. We appreciate you, brother, man. Mr. Boss Player.
Hey,
brother, hey,
man, appreciate y'all.
Requests? Man, for sure, for sure. You got any special requests? Any, you know, anything you want to shout out? You know, you want to let people know who you are, what you do. Minnesota, stand
hey,
up.
Before you get into that, you got it. You got us to next. Stampede Connect, because we trying to play with it, so I want to get at him too.
Shit,
hey, man,
you already know I'm always down to collaborate. I'm always down, man. I'm always down.
I'm just saying, to get your connect so I can go over there and pop your brain some more. Some
absolutely.
That's all.
Absolutely.
I appreciate
man.
I appreciate that.
Hey, man, that'd be a beautiful thing, man. Y'all definitely do some connections, man. We got about 3 minutes left for the show. My brother, man, Stampede, did you have any requests, anything you want to hear? Or you just calling in? What you want to do, brother?
I mean, hey, if you happen to have anything of mine so that Boss Player gets a chance to hear, potentially get an idea of what to bring to the table when we work together.
Why don't you spit a 16 right quick, man? Come on, bro.
Oh, me?
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, don't even do that.
I was gonna say I would, but my ass just fucking threw my arm out, and I'm on a lot of pain pills, so I'm kind of fucked up.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, man. You got some dope lyrics over here, man. You know, you ain't even got to spit no lyrics, man, because your songs already speak for itself. We want to appreciate you, too, my brother, for tuning in. We got 2 minutes left. Thank y'all so much for y'all support. Mr. Boss Player, man, thank you so much, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
cool
thank
name.
You.
But I got one question, though. Hey, man, I got you, brother. I got you. I got one question, though. One question for both of y'all. Step P, hey, you know this song right here? Yeah.
No, you are not ready.
Come on with it. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. See y'all next Wednesday night. Same time, same place. This is the
for
control
the record,
room. Game Touch Money
Radio.
Yes, sir.
In the control room.
Making your shout outs. Go ahead, man. Let people know about the song, man. Let's go.
Hey, man, this Are You Not Entertained off the next album, In Life in the Drain. Get ready, Stampede, Minnesota, stand up.
Word.
West Coast, California, LA, stand up. Minnesota, stand up. Control room, baby, see y'all next time. Have a good night. Hang up.
And I'm seeing decline. One day at a time, am I losing my mind? I tell all my friends that I'm doing just fine, just so they won't try to look up inside. I lay over choices and tell me to slide. Fuck a fucking name.